10. It'll all have to be incredibly real. The streets were shiny and still when Shun had left the hotel in the black limo. They moved swiftly through the city, north and east, out, open country. An hour outside the city on a quiet road, the car stopped. The screen descended. "The protocol is that we wait here," said the driver. He pulled down his mask. "And we have some things to discuss." The driver was Albert Dabrowski. "Look," he said, "I'm going to level with you. You've gotten involved in some very big stuff here. Criminal, financial, kind of heist situation. You were never supposed to be here, but I've been thinking about it, and we could use you, if you're in." He'd told her the plan from the start, how they'd used the artificial prophet Augur to get the three billionaires onto the plane, how the plane was somewhere no one would ever look for it, and now they were going to try to do something actually decent with those companies. "Look, we have a problem now," said Albert. "We think they have enough communications shit there to actually get in contact with the outside world. Sella figured it out the other night, using the suits as an energy source. It'd take them a while, but they could do it."
"So you want me to go to this island, smash the communications equipment?"
"That's about the size of it."
"And then?"
Albert winced and breathed in through his teeth. "And then, I guess, you'll need to wait there. For a while?"
"How long is a while?"
"Look, I don't know when we're going to be able to get you off the island, and that's the truth of it. I can't tell you what's going to happen, how long it's going to take the companies to stabilize the world."
3 months?
Albert turned his hand palm up and moved it briskly upward a couple of times, the higher gesture.
6 months?
Wincing face. The same gesture again. They discussed where and how Chun could find all the technology on the island the billionaires might use for communication. They'd talked about how, if it became necessary, Chun could act deliberately to split them up, hide them from each other, confuse them. In the end, very little of that had been necessary. Zimri Nomik, it turned out, never traveled anywhere without a Pringles can full of his own drone swarm, which he used to carry him away from the others. Ellen Bywater came up with the idea for herself of letting Lank think he destroyed her inside a suit, which, after all the explosions, got up and walked off, putting its own limbs back on. But that was in the future. When Jun and Albert spoke, they thought these people might need some encouragement to self-destruct.
"Aren't you worried I'll go to the police with all this?" Jun asked Albert.
"Are you kidding? You've got nothing except a phone you might have rigged up yourself, and about $15 million worth of criminal damage to Zimri's bunker, by the way. If you go to the police, you'll sound like a lunatic, and we'll prosecute you. But anyway, you can't go to the police. You can't go anywhere. You're in my car in the middle of the ass end of nowhere, and your options are do this, or do a year in a safe house somewhere until we know it's okay to let you out."
"Neither of those seem like great options."
"I don't know. You're a survivalist. You could help save the world. And the weather on that island is incredible."
Chun thought about what it was she'd wanted out of her whole entire life. And, if that was all over now, what she could possibly do that was worth a damn.
"Oh," said Albert. "I should mention, we will really have to drug you, obviously, because they'll all have equipment that can measure your blood solutes, and it'll all have to be incredibly real. If I talk to you through the suits, it'll have to be as the suit, okay?" Honestly, it is up to you. We can't let you go right now, but we will make sure nothing bad happens to you. And I think it's definitely going to be worth it, in terms of the world."
"Can I call Marius? Otherwise, he's just going to keep looking for me, which will also make it awkward for you."
"Fine," said Albert. "Don't tell him more than you have to."
"All right," said Shun. "I'll take the agent provocateur's role on the tropical island with the billionaires."
"Incredibly smart choice, in my opinion. I think you'll get a kick out of it."
At last, Jun heard the distant sound of a helicopter at the same moment that Albert Dabrowski grabbed her wrist, and she felt a sharp scratch on the back of her hand.
Don't worry, he said. You're going somewhere with a million beautiful things.